If you're worried as to whether at this point in time you're having a panic attack or whether it could actually be a heart attack, then here are a few things to think about. And the first thing to understand is, think of who you are. Are you otherwise young? Are you otherwise fit? Are you otherwise healthy? Do you have any other big medical problems like high blood pressure or diabetes? Do you otherwise feel okay in yourself? If you do, then it's highly unlikely that you're having a heart attack. If you are, on the other hand, much older, so over 70, if you have lots of medical problems like diabetes and high blood pressure, if you have a previous history of heart attacks, then that's another matter. And I would always recommend that it's a good idea then to ring someone and get some help, just in case. It may still be a panic attack, but in those situations, I think you have to be a little bit more cautious. But if you are otherwise, you know, you're young and you're fit and you're otherwise completely well, then it's going to be unlikely that you're having a heart attack. The things to watch out for to try and work out whether you are actually having a heart attack are symptoms of chest discomfort to the extent that it almost feels like there's an elephant sitting on your chest. This is what a lot of people who have a heart attack will complain of. They will complain of the fact that there is a constriction around the chest. And it is one of the most uncomfortable feelings in the world. In addition, if you're feeling nauseous, if someone is saying that you're looking gray, if you're feeling clammy, if you're feeling dizzy, those are the kind of symptoms that are more likely to be in keeping with a heart problem. Not necessarily a heart attack, but a heart problem. And it's worth getting checked out. It's worth going to a hospital and getting checked out. If, on the other hand, you're there and you're lying down and you get a little bit of stabbing discomfort in your chest, which is transient, if you're otherwise well, you feel you're not clammy, you otherwise feel okay, but you're just uncomfortable because there is a localized discomfort in your chest, a stabbing discomfort in your chest, then that's very unlikely to be a heart attack. It's always worth getting checked out, but there is no need to panic. There is no need to panic about these symptoms because the majority of times when I see people and they say, look, I got localized discomfort or I felt my heart skipping or I felt my heart racing, those rarely ever go and become a heart attack. Heart attacks happen in older people. Heart attacks happen in sicker people, young people who are otherwise fit and who are actually just uncomfortable because of some pain or etc. It's rarely the case that I find when they come in that they're having a heart attack. As I say, if this is the first time it's happening, there is no harm in getting checked out. However, if you have already been checked out for similar symptoms, then it is highly unlikely that this particular symptom now represents a heart attack when the previous symptoms that you've already been checked out for and have had the tests for didn't. So I'd like to reassure you that actually if you've had the tests and you're having similar symptoms, then it is very unlikely that something has changed and you can just calm down, take deep breaths in and out, slow down, lie down, and things will settle down.